When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. On today's episode, we dissect the Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 14 official trailer and give you some exclusive takes plus talk each one of the ladies' storyline.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
I'm in such a good mood.
Is it because the Jersey trailer is out?
Yes, the New Jersey is back and the trailer came out today and I have just been happy ever since.
Yeah, I mean, like, did you like the trailer?
Well, so obviously they released the trailer a little bit earlier than anticipated, being that it premieres May 5th, but I'm actually so happy because originally it was going to come back in April. They moved it to May 5th. And at that point, baby number 4 will be here for at least a month. So I won't be completely overwhelmed. So that is what I'm definitely happy about.
Okay.
That's immediately what I was thinking. I was like, oh my gosh, thank gosh. Like, thank God, like, the baby will have been here for at least a month. So we're like figuring out routine. So that is what I'm happy about. So I think May 5th is a good start date.
Let's hope you don't get postpartum with all the stress. Like, when
Jersey comes back. God. Well, how about you describe it in one word? Thoughts on the trailer that we're gonna PS dissect for all of you guys on this episode. What's your thoughts?
One word?
Yeah.
Just give me one word. No, that's too hard.
Just one word.
Funny.
Okay, Chantel, you're so whack. I'm gonna say I'm underwhelmed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I felt that, but I feel like sometimes trailers give you that. And then sometimes, like, when a trailer doesn't have that much, like, it's exciting watching it all.
I suppose. I mean, so we're going to dissect the trailer and then we're actually going to go through each one of the cast storyline from Bravo. Officially, they put it out. They put out what each person's storyline will be this season. So, Chantel, you're going to, like, laugh at those. But so the trailer, they started off fun, where it begins with Nate slurping a shot from a doll's ass.
Which, ew.
I swear.
But, like, the whole, like, you know, the whole 30 seconds when you go through it, like, it really was, like how funny and, like, you know, and, like, they really are all friends in their own ways, you know? So, like, they're comfortable with each other. So, they have good vibes. Like, it felt good vibes.
I don't know. I didn't feel that. I didn't feel like that. Okay. They're all really good friends. Like, yeah, there's a divided. There's groups of friends, but they're not all together friends.
But you couldn't, like, because we know that, but, like, when you're watching the trailer, you didn't feel that way. You didn't get
that. But you didn't see them smiling all together, laughing and making jokes.
Like, no, I know, but still.
Divided cast. I mean, yeah, so there's moments of laughs with Teresa, Jennifer, and Danielle, and that's before shit gets wild with Jennifer and Danielle. We see them, obviously, yes, they're having fun, but it doesn't last very long. At one point, Danielle gives a toast to friendship while Dolores says she wouldn't change her friends for anyone. I just don't believe that part.
Like, Dolores, who are your friends?
I don't believe everyone, which I don't blame her, honestly. I know a lot of people give Dolores heat for being Switzerland, but I don't know. I get it. Because we always say this. If she gets mad at someone and then all of a sudden, like, if she got mad at Melissa and then Melissa and Teresa got good, then Teresa and Dolores are done, you know? So I kind of get it. But
she sees even kill with everybody. So that, yeah, like, there's no, like, drama with herself and someone else. But maybe that's just Dolores. You know, that's just her personality. But
I like it. Like, we need that. And I'm okay with that. So we see the Gorgas send off Antonia to Delaware for school. And of course, you guys, the cameras captured the entire thing. But still, it's her first baby. So I can't even imagine. And it's her girl. It's her first baby. That's tough. So, I mean, I feel for them there.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I get excited watching those things. Like,
yeah.
I want to see her. I want to see Melania. Or I mean, sorry, Gabriella.
Gabriella.
And like, I think I remember like when we saw Kyle and her, I think it was like her firstborn, not when she was with
second.
Yeah. Like, and you see them, I think it's exciting.
Yeah. Gabriella's coming to Michigan. Shout out to Michigan. And
you have them.
It's just so sad that Joe Giudice is in a different country and can't properly send her off. But what we do know for sure is that Gabriella did not want the cameras to follow her to U of M. So we will not see that like we do Antonia. And I appreciate that Gabriella, you know, values privacy and doesn't want to be so out there coming into a new state, new school.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not trying to shade Antonia. I'm just saying I think that's it's better for her coming to a new place.
Yeah, and I think, like, that's Gabriella's personality. Like, if there's Melania said no, I think I'd be shocked a little bit. I'm like, okay, let's have the cameras rolling, you know? But, yeah.
Yeah. So, Princess Gorga, he's so messy in the trailer. He starts questioning whether Polly will get divorced and why hasn't he? And he talks about this with everyone but Polly, which that's what would annoy me, is you're talking about this with the boys, but I'm not there for you to talk about it. And that's some, like, B-I-T-C-H stuff.
Oh, 100%. And it's like, you know, Dolores can get mad at you.
Yeah. Or Polly. I'm sure Polly's going to be like, shut. I don't even think Dolores. Like, Polly's, because Dolores low key is thinking the same thing. But Polly is going to be like, don't do the bitch shit, you know? Dolores's mom says that Dolores does need to question Polly, which we see Dolores do. And Polly says, do you think if I get divorced that I'm going to propose to you as soon as it's official? And like, I kind of get it. But
I'm like, whoa, Polly, let's be blunt right away, huh?
Because he's real. He's not going to be fake for the show. Like, he really thinks that, you know, I've been married all this time. As soon as I get divorced, am I going to propose to you? And a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, you should. But he's like, well, no, I've been married this whole time. But
isn't he getting the divorce because he wants to get married to Dolores? It's not like they've been separated for so long. They never got a divorce. So yeah, like, I would think that, because the reason you're getting divorced is because you want to marry me.
I suppose. I just don't know if it would be right away, but they are at that age. Like, then what are we doing, you know?
Yeah, you either say, like, listen, we're going to be companionships, we're never going to get married, but I love you, or we're going to get married. You know, it's like one or the other.
Yeah. Suddenly, Margaret and Joe are having marriage issues. Convenient.
Oh, my God,
because
is laughable.
Oh, my God. Because what else is going on with Margaret? And a lot of us were saying that. A lot of us were saying Margaret has no storyline. She's not going to have anything. And she's never going to leave the plumber and vice versa. This screams fake storyline. Everyone knows this is, you can just tell it's so forced. It's so fake. It's just for the show. Because literally they started filming. So they stopped filming. I don't even know when they stopped filming, but they had the reunion. Everything was fine apparently at the reunion, which I think they filmed in April or something. I don't know. It could have been or a different time. But anyways, not much change in those couple of months. So it's all like BS that suddenly you're having marital issues.
And then it was weird because I think it was Joe Gorga that we hear this from. He says, like, oh, you guys are fighting now since her ex passed
Jan.
Away. Yeah. Is it Dan you said?
Jan.
Yeah, Jan. And it's like, what?
Yeah, I didn't understand that at all.
I can understand, like, Margaret maybe feeling a little bit more guilty because, like, you know, she cheated on him with the plumber.
Yeah.
She called him the plumber from now on.
I swear.
And so maybe, like, maybe, like, that's what she's giving off, that vibe to him. And so it's different, but it's like they probably took, like, one moment and just ran with it. It was like, let's do this for the whole season.
She literally had nothing else. So she did the typical easy thing that all of them do when they have
marriage,
nothing.
Yeah, or marriage.
Talk about the marriage. Yeah.
Exactly.
Jen Fessler seems to befriend Teresa and Jennifer on the trailer, and she gets really close with them, and Margaret isn't happy. And I find that to be ugly of her, but expected. But low-key, Margaret and Jen Fessler were never real friends. Production asked Margaret to introduce Jen as her friend, but that was Siggy's best friend, not Margaret. So Margaret getting mad is a joke.
Oh my God, 100%. It's like, so she just fake. Wants more people on her side, like on their couch. So she's like, what is happening here?
So fake. Bravo lover 1234, aka Rachel Fuda, who met Jen Fessler last year, is mourning her friendship with Fessler because Fessler is now friends with the other side. I can't.
No. You guys, when I'm watching some of this stuff, I literally was like, what is happening here?
The entitlement here. I don't even know.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. I have one in brown, you guys, and I wear it weekly. I'm not even joking. Once a week I wear it. I'm sure my coworkers are like, okay, get a new shirt. I do need to buy a new color. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I also bought these look-alike UGG Tasman sandals that I got, and I wear them all the time. They're even more comfortable than the UGG ones because I have the real UGG ones, and I also buy my mom them during Christmas. So if you guys need two things from Quince, get this sweater that I always get and those sandals. Indulge in an affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/TRH for free shipping on your orders and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/TRH to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TRH.
Addy. Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustrating low libido? Our sex drive can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy or flibanserin is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's ADDY.com.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching or trouble breathing. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's ADDY.com.
And don't get me started on Thirsty Fuda.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I have so Fuda much lips to say about him. Jackie is friends with Teresa Giudice, and I appreciate Jackie moving forward. I also think she saw that Margaret and Melissa both were shitty friends to her once she was demoted. And Margaret then is so bitter about it. She tells Joe B, her husband, should we tell Teresa everything she's done behind their back? Which, whatever. I mean, they weren't in a good place, and people on the show get messy. So I don't think Teresa would ever care about what was said or what happened when they weren't friends.
Yeah. And I thought that was the dumbest like thing to say, because just like you said,
what do you expect?
What do you expect? And I'm sure Teresa did the same. So it's like, we're fine. Like, we're moving forward because we never got along, not because we were best friends. We're moving forward because we're like, let's try to actually become friends. So Absolutely. Whatever happened is, you know, under the bridge.
I'm proud of Jackie for telling all the ladies that she's going to be friends with whoever she wants to be friends with, and she doesn't care. But then loudmouth Danielle is all like, this is so comical regarding Teresa's friendship with Jackie. And I just feel like Danielle forgets that she just came on the show. You have no history with these ladies.
Yeah, why are you the one saying that? It should be Melissa. It should be Margaret. Like,
anyone else. What are you saying? Why are you inserting yourself into this? It's very weird. I know you're trying to make a moment, but it's giving a lot. Melissa and Jen Aiden, they have a sit down where Melissa thinks Jen is into Joe Gorga when Joe Gorga is literally the one who does cameos bringing up Jennifer Aiden and her marriage.
Wait, that was weird. I didn't even, like, I was like, is she joking? I'm so confused.
No, she was dead ass serious. Like, she was basically saying, you're on his ass. Like, you have a hard on for him.
And Jen is so funny. She has the best, like, quick comeback. She's like, my dick limp.
Literally. And it's like Melissa does that a lot, where she tries to switch the narrative, but it's never the truth. So it's like you're trying to spin the narrative, but that's not what at all happens. Your husband is doing cameos with Jennifer's name in it for no reason. People aren't even requesting for Jennifer to be spoken about, but he just thinks about her quite a bit.
Yeah, I agree.
So there's a sit-down dinner with the thirstiest person on the show, okay? He actually may be thirstier than Princess Gorga, and he's so damn disrespectful. During his sit down with Teresa and Louis, he brings up how Teresa is the poster child for mortgage fraud. Like, he doesn't have this crazy past of allegedly robbing and drugs.
How are you? Yeah, sorry. Like, I just interrupted you when you said drugs. So, like, say that again, girl. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, just allegedly, he has a bad history.
Yeah, so it's like, how are you going to throw stones at her when it's literally you have all this problems in your past?
Yeah, he's going to smile and talk shit to a woman for attention while his wife doesn't say anything. It's giving Princess Gorka times 100.
Yeah, at least like Princess Gorka, like he's been on the show. He's proven his stripes a little bit. You know, he's been on there for like 10 years now. And it's like, this is your second season. The way that you're coming so hard and he knows who he can come after just so he gets attention is just comical to me.
The thirst is real. It really is. Danielle tells Melissa that Teresa is distraught because her household isn't calm, which, why are you talking about Teresa's household to Melissa? Would Danielle like that if someone did that with her brother?
I know.
I mean, seriously.
That's why she's not a good friend.
She's terrible. Why are you even talking about it with Melissa?
And at the end of the day, I'm sure you barely know anything. So sit your booty down.
She knows nothing at all. So for her to even say that, it's laughable. All right. So this is something that I got a little bit heated about. So not only has Margaret spent every season that Louis has been on trying to paint Louis in this bad light, now she's trying to make it like he lives off of Teresa. So it's like, can we ever give this man credit for working hard, being successful? His success came before Teresa. He has several businesses. He's the one paying for the mortgage. Teresa takes care of her girls and he does the rest. So for Margaret and production to push any other storyline is pathetic, especially making it part of the trailer when Margaret's husband is the actual one who lives off of her.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're so right. Seriously.
Why aren't we talking about that? He has no job.
Yes. You preach, girl.
So for her to have the audacity to go and make up something and then the production use it as a trailer.
She's projecting. Yeah. So she's having to say something about someone else. That's what she's mad about with her husband.
Exactly. That's so true. There's a scene of Louis wanting things to get better, but production is acting like he's talking about their marriage when I don't think he is at all. The scene outside where he's like, I just want things to get better. And Teresa's like, it's not going to get better. They're not talking about their marriage.
Yeah.
Guys.
I think
what the fuck is this narrative?
Yeah. And I think what pisses me off is that, and I think I saw someone else's comment saying this, is that they really always just paint Teresa and not like, it's not all negative, but it's like, they never can just show her happy. It's like, they need to show. And it pisses me off because
Teresa.
Yeah. It's like, you know, she's happy right now. You know, she's in a good marriage. Like, why are you trying to do every angle to show that that's not their case?
Yeah. We see the start of Danielle and Jennifer's feud, but nothing too much, but I wanted more to come out of the trailer.
Yeah, it's I feel like a lot on the trailer didn't show what happened. So it's what is going to happen? Like, maybe it's like one of those things that it's kind of like a Salt Lake City that they want us to, you know.
Yeah, they don't want to put everything right away, especially because it already made so much headlines, so they don't want to give too much.
Yeah.
Maybe. Bravo Lover 1234 is calling Teresa a bully at a luncheon, despite the fact that she allowed her husband to disrespect and talk trash to Teresa. So who is the actual bully here? Teresa or Bravo Lover 1234's husband?
Yeah. Foodalips.
And did you see? Oh, yeah. Foodalips. Did you see how calm Teresa was? Because she knows that the curse is real. Yeah. She's like, well, where's all this energy coming from? By the way, John Foodalips actually went and he did a story with People magazine of his weight loss journey. Obviously he was on Ozempic and everything, and he has a completely new face, which is fine for when a woman does it, the second season glow up, but for a man to, you know, contact People magazine and say I want to do a story on my weight loss and show you because I was heavier in the first season. It's just a lot, Chantel. I would be so embarrassed if my husband was that thirsty.
Do you think he's insecure? What's happening?
I mean, he's obviously insecure. If he needs that much attention to get recognized. And, you're not on the show. It's your wife's show. It's not your show, sweetie.
I guarantee you that's going to, become a point of contention for their marriage, because she's probably like, where did this energy come from that all of a sudden you want to be so famous? And, it's again, it is my show. It's
she also wants to be famous. It's just Melissa and Joe. So,
Yeah, no wonder they get along so well.
Yeah, I mean, if that, but it's just, it's too much.
But what I will say is, like, we barely saw Melissa on the trailer, which, like, we kind of knew. Like, she really didn't have much going on in the trailer.
Yeah.
Did you agree? Like, all we saw was her and Antonia.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Danielle say something to her. And then, yeah, I feel like we did see, like, a little bit of Margaret. We actually saw a lot of Jackie, which is, like, Jackie's a friend of, so that's wild.
Yep. Is she a friend of, though? Because why would they put her storyline up?
They put all the friends of storylines, but on All About Tier H, I was a little messy on the Instagram page, and I only put the people that I F with. Well, I also put Melissa and Margaret, but that's just out of respect because they've been on the show for so long.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. I was like, okay, like, I didn't see, like, Fessler. We didn't see any of the newbies, so, like, what happened there?
We saw, like, one newbie at the end, Tiffany, but I think it was Tiffany, but the newbies didn't land this season. It was a waste. They did pick newbies, I'm hearing, that are very, like, social media, like, very thirsty, like, that type of stuff, except Kayla. I don't think Kayla's like that, so she seems, like, regular, and I think they will show a little bit of her more, but...
And we didn't see Frank in the trailer.
Yeah, that's wild.
I know. So I was like,
Frank's,
you know...
not happy.
What?
I'm sure he's not happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you said, I'm so happy. I'm like, what?
No, I like Frank. I know. Yeah. Jennifer, at the end, does expose a big secret regarding Danielle. And Danielle says everyone was right about Jennifer. I mean, but who's everyone? Melissa and Margaret? Girl, bye.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. So let's talk storylines. I will include everyone's storyline, by the way, in this, because I didn't on our Instagram page, and people... Some people did get confused, but some people got it right away. So Teresa's storyline, and Bravo writes this up. It says, Teresa's happily in her love bubble with her husband, Louis, and she continues to preserve her peace by cutting off her relationship with her brother, Joe, sister-in-law, Melissa, and her former friend, Margaret. However, as she navigates her new family life with Louis, her emotions are at an all-time high as her daughter, Gabriella, prepares to go away to college. What do you think about that?
You did not portray that at all on this whole trailer, so thank you so much, Bravo.
That's my thing, is they didn't do that. They're literally portraying that her and Louis are on the rocks. And, you know, ever since the trailer came out, which, by the way, all day I was having anxiety because I knew the trailer was coming out today. So all day I am fucking just, like, looking at the clock waiting. It was the worst thing ever because I'm at work. I was interviewing. Yeah. Like, I'm, like, interviewing candidates and I'm at work and I'm just thinking, like, I just keep refreshing on my phone, trailer, trailer, trailer. So, but yeah, they completely portrayed. So ever since the trailer came out, Chantel, all the headlines are like Teresa and Louis having marital issues. That's what people took out of the trailer. So, yeah, such a joke.
And, like, then you read that, and it's, like, love bubble. It's, like, really, Bravo? Like, it just pisses me off.
Yeah. Jen Aiden said, although her – so Jen Aiden's storyline says – and this is – Bravo puts up the storyline description on each one of the girls, just so everyone knows. So for Jen Aiden, what they put was, although her loyalty stand with best friend Teresa, Jennifer A. is finally in a good place with the friend group, especially with Melissa and Margaret. However, a turn of events has her questioning certain relationships. Obviously referring to Danielle. Dolores has always been the peacemaker in the group of friends, but this year she's at a crossroads in her relationship with her doting boyfriend, Polly. As he finalizes his divorce, will Dolores be ready to get her happily ever after? Which I think is a fair storyline. I'm very invested in that.
Yeah, me too.
Melissa's says... Melissa's storyline. Melissa's world is completely changing as she and Joe send their daughter Antonia off to college. Focusing on her family with her mother getting older, Melissa and her sisters debate over what is best for their mother moving forward. With her store Envy thriving, she explores what could be the boutique's next big move. No boutique is thriving in 2024, guys. It's just not. Just because Melissa says it's thriving doesn't mean that's a fact.
She is the Lulu.
She's totally the Lulu. And it's like, I don't want to see your sisters.
I don't want to see your mom. Thank you,
I know.
Donnie.
Yeah, and like, wait, Donnie?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what her mom is. Wait, what was her mom's name? Why am I drawing a blank here?
Isn't it like Marco or is that their last name?
That's her last name.
Oh, Donna.
Why do you say Donnie?
Because on purpose, like, I knew that was, like, some sort of her name. So it's like, you're not giving me credit.
Margaret Josephs. Okay, after Margaret's ex-husband unexpectedly passed away last year, keep in mind, like, she cheated on him. Why are we even talking about him? Rest in peace, though. But why is, like, they were not on good terms, apparently, is what we know. And he was, like, moved on. I heard that they really weren't on good terms of how Margaret portrayed it from, and I heard that from someone that he was close with, so I don't know, okay. But she never came out. Anyways, it says she's finally coming to terms with the grief and how much it's affecting her relationship with her husband, Joe. While she continues to spar with Teresa, her friendship with Jackie takes in a shocking twist and a turn for the worse. Mm-hmm. Danielle Cabral, and a lot of you guys, if you're not on our Patreon, you probably don't know this, but we don't F with Danielle, but also we kind of actually on our main platform last season have always suspected that Danielle is not good people, and you will see. Not that she's not good people, she's just not our cup of tea.
Yeah.
So Danielle continues to have unresolved tension with her family, but her business, Bougie Kids, is thriving as she makes her first appearance at New York Fashion Week. Who is making this up, you guys? Reeling from last year's explosive drama, she ultimately questions where her friendship stands within the group. You guys, first off, her stuff, if you've seen Bougie Kids, it's literally what some people in Jersey like dress their kids in 2004, and maybe not even I feel like just people in Jersey dress, I don't know. Chantel, don't come at
and like literally, you guys, we were in BravoCon, her whole, like, her booth was empty every single time, so it's like, unless she was there obviously,
yeah,
want to go,
and even
her,
then, but she had a few people.
Yeah, it's just not okay.
It's not, don't dress your kids like that. That's not cute. It's not cute. Okay, so Bravo Lover 1234, aka Rachel Fuda. Rachel's life is busier than ever as she navigates her arthritis issue while also dealing with her youngest daughter's speech and physical delays. When harmful gossip resurfaces regarding her husband, John Paz, Rachel stands her ground and goes head to head with Teresa.
Oh, yeah, you didn't put Rachel's either, so I never heard this one or never read this one.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, that's relatable, the first part, and I would like to watch that. That's interesting to me. And
yeah, I can see, even, like, you know, the Daphne storyline, like, that, I could see some of her life being, like,
no.
Okay. But, like, her life, not Food Ellipse, her life.
Yeah. Of course, her husband John's past. It's maybe, John, if you didn't open your mouth so much, like, no one would be talking about your past. All right, so Jackie Goldschneider. Jackie's lifelong dream of getting a book deal comes to life, but her relationship with Margaret struggles because of it. As she starts to get closer with Teresa, her ride or dies question where her loyalty stands. They were never her ride or dies, okay? They literally stopped being friends with her once she was demoted.
Seriously.
Jen Fessler says, Jen continues to find her voice and place in the group while being open to new friendships. When she takes a liking to the other ladies, Margaret and Rachel dispute how good of a friend she really is. So we don't get any description of anything else with the new friends of. So there's, like, three new friends of, and there's nothing about them anywhere here.
That's so interesting. But it's also interesting, like, how, like, look how both people, when it comes to Jackie and Fester, like, wanting to be friends with other people, like, that side gets mad. It's like, are you guys okay?
And what's interesting is that every single person's storyline, except Jen Fester, includes Teresa.
I know. Isn't that wild? It's Teresa's show. Sorry, guys.
Even if you don't like her, guys, it is her show.
No,
you
it
know,
is.
They literally... The trailer just portrayed that she has this, and it portrayed that she has this bad marriage when that's not even the case, because, like, people just want to talk about Teresa. Nothing else was taken from the trailer except that on every single headline right now.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, but we stand with our girl. We stand with our girl.
She's still filming House of Villains, so I don't think that she even has a phone, right?
I don't know if they have one. Oh. I think they still do have one based on when I watched it. They still do.
Okay.
She did put,
like,
all
traitors?
Of them. Yeah, it's not like that. Well, traitors too, because even Dan told us, like, he's like, it wasn't strict. Like, we had our phones, like, when they're at the hotels and stuff. So I think they get their phones for a little bit. And I don't think shows are that crazy about phones anymore.
Well, I yeah.
Like, you see their phones now.
Yeah.
Like, even in Love Island, like, sometimes they'll take pictures, but I know also. Actually,
no,
I know
Love Island
is so strict with phones. That's a bad
example. Yeah, Love Island, it's their fake phones that they have.
Yeah, that's such a bad, terrible example. Terrible example. Let's take that back. But, yeah, in House of Villains, like, you would see their phones, like, sometimes. So, yeah. But, you guys get ready to go through this journey with us starting May 5th. You know, we're going to have episodes. We're going to recap every single episode. We told you guys we would do something with Kim D once a month on top of that. And then we're going to talk after show episodes. Like, we're going to have a lot of Jersey content. But this is like what I'm, this is what I get excited about. This right here, this is the show that I'm like, no matter what, I get so excited. Chantal, sometimes when me and Chantal recap shows, we're like, because we're just not feeling it. Where no matter what, I will feel Jersey.
Well, yeah, let's hope you do though, because like the new season, you know?
The underwhelmingness of
it. Yeah, you said it's underwhelming.
I still will. I just know that, I just know that they're going to paint certain things. And it's like that boils my blood.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, so make sure to tune in tomorrow where we cover Beverly Hills Reunion and Miami. I don't know if Miami's coming on tomorrow, actually.
We're going to do Summer House, though, this week, too.
Yeah, and I'm so excited about Summer House because there has been shit that's happened that, you guys, I'm not Team Lindsay, so that's all.
No, I'm definitely not Team Lindsay. She is crazy, and I've always thought this, and I'm going to die on that cross, y'all.
Oh, my. Wow. Please don't. But, yeah.
No, I'm saying, like last season, no, and this season, no. So
I know. Well,
you have a bad judge of character.
Well, no, I really don't. But, yeah, with that, I just felt bad with the Danielle thing. But, yeah, I guess Danielle was right. So, yeah, I was wrong. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Let us know what you guys think of this episode and what you guys think of New Jersey. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at All About TRH Podcast. Join us on Patreon and support us there as well. But thank you guys so much. We hope you have an amazing day. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.